Hi, my name's Steve Carlisle from Clearly Training, and this is one in a series of mini podcasts giving you a quick introduction to various topics. And today, I'm talking to you about the financial reporting standard for smaller entities. That's the financial reporting standard for smaller entities, or as it's known, the FRISI. So what is the financial reporting standard for smaller entities, and why do we have it? Who does it apply to? And what's the impact of using the financial reporting standard for smaller entities? Well, let's start at the beginning. Why do we have it in the first instance? We have a financial reporting standard for smaller entities so that small businesses, that's businesses that meet the Companies Act definition of small, can produce simplified sets of financial statements. And that also means that when they're audited, the auditors can audit according to those simplified accounting rules. So the financial reporting standard for smaller entities itself is what we might call a one-stop shop standard. In the UK, there are over 30 reporting standards, and it's very difficult for a smaller business to comply with all of those standards. And it's also the case that a lot of those standards won't be relevant to many small businesses. So what the Accounting Standards Board created was the financial reporting standard for smaller entities. And that's one standard that the accountant who's preparing a set of accounts for a smaller entity can look at and prepare the financial statements based on that one accounting standard. As I said, it applies to companies that are small, and the companies that definition of small will change from time to time. That definition will revolve around, though, the turnover of the company, the balance sheet total of the company, and the employees, the number of employees that they have. So companies that are small can use the financial reporting standard for smaller entities. And it means that the accountant will just have to look at that one standard rather than looking at all of those individual financial reporting standards or statements of standard accounting practice. So what's in that one standard? What does it look like? How long is it? Well, start with the last question. It's just a little bit over 90 pages long, the main section with some appendices at the end. And what does it look like? Well, it takes you through all the basics. So it starts off by, for example, talking about the formats for a balance sheet and the formats for a profit and loss account, what the documents are actually going to look like. And then it goes through each section. So it'll go through the profit and loss account, tell you what goes in the profit and loss account. It talks about revenue recognition, and then it moves on to talk about fixed assets, intangibles, tangibles. And then it goes on to talk about leases and so on. So it just goes through all of the basic sections that are going to go in the profit and loss account and the balance sheet and the director's report. And it tells you what goes in each section and where there are rules and which rules apply to, say, fixed assets, for example. There is also an international version of the financial reporting standard for smaller entities. The International Financial Reporting Standard for Smaller Entities was created in 2009 and at present isn't mandatory for companies in the UK. Companies can adopt the international standard. The international standard looks fairly similar to the UK standard. The two major differences between the international FRISI and the UK FRISI are that, first of all, the international FRISI is a simplified version of international financial reporting standards. And secondly, the international FRISI has a much wider application than the UK FRISI. The international FRISI would apply to any company that doesn't have public accountability. So, to summarise, in the UK, we have a financial reporting standard for smaller entities. Small companies, as defined by the Companies Act, can use the financial reporting standard for smaller entities to produce their financial statements. If those financial statements are audited, the auditor can audit according to the financial reporting standard for smaller entities. The use of the FRSSE is voluntary. There is also an international financial reporting standard for smaller entities. And although its application would be much broader than just applying to small companies, at present in the UK, the use of the international standard isn't mandatory. And that's all for today. Thanks for listening. My name's Steve Carlisle. Bye-bye.